Welcome to Discovering Responsible Wealth. This is Frank Angelos. It's a pleasure to be with you again, as it is every week. You know, last week we were spending time talking about making better decisions, about choices that you make and how to get, you know, some of the things in life that you'd like to accomplish. And in particular, we were talking about, you know, how to avoid what I refer to as the holiday hangover, which is going throughout the holiday season, making decisions, spending money only to find out that you got yourself in credit card debt or you got yourself, you know, in financial jam, and that you spend the next few months of next year really trying to pay those debt off. Our speaker with us last week was Jacqueline Whelan, and she's a professional executive coach. And one of the key points that she really brought to light last week was the fact that you really have to envision what you want your life to be like and what it is that you're trying to accomplish financially throughout the holidays so that you don't get in debt, you don't do emotional spending, and so forth. So I thought that, you know, as we were coming to the beginning of the new year and we're winding down this year, that it would be a great time to really start thinking in terms of planning and planning our finances in particular. You know, Scripture talks to us about, you know, the king that goes away and he gives the talents to the three individuals, each according to their ability. In other words, you know, if you think in terms of yourself, we're given talents each according to our ability. And at some point, you know, when we read through that scripture, it talks about the fact that we're held accountable for what we've done with those talents. Now, that being said, your finances, which is your income, it's the money that you've accumulated over your lifetime. It's what you've earned in the past. It's what you're going to earn in the future. That's a gift. Okay, your skill set, that's a gift. And, you know, we think in terms of stewardship, which is time, talent, and treasure, and all of that comes into play when we think in terms of, you know, what do you want to do with your finances? So now looking at the new year, let's start talking about what does it take to be successful, and then we're even going to talk about how do we define success and go on from there. You know, and success financially, you know, when we're thinking in terms of that, we're not thinking in terms of, you know, like, you know, a week ago or so, we had someone that hit the lottery for several hundred million dollars. We know that for most of us, that's just not real. It's not going to happen for most of us listening to this. Or you can look and say, well, you know, I wasn't lucky enough to be in that gene pool where I was born into a family that has a lot of money. And then the other side of that is you might even look and say, geez, nobody's walked, you know, into my life and said, hey, I got this great stock, bond, mutual fund, hedge fund, or this great opportunity that someone's presented that I could put a little bit of money in and become wealthy. That's just not real. That's not how it works, and it's not how people achieve financial success. So that being said, what I want to do is really start setting you up as we go through this new year and as we enter the new year on how do you set a plan for yourself? What's the process in order to help you to achieve a degree of financial success that you're going to be very happy with? And it really all starts with a mindset. You know, it's not about a product. It really starts with your belief system. You know, last week we mentioned, you know, scripture, and we were talking about, you know, if you believe, you'll receive whatever you ask for in prayer. And, you know, we were talking about the fact that, you know, God's will is going to be done in your life. But as it relates to, you know, achieving financial success, it really does start with a mindset. And I always say that, you know, it's interesting is you'll see a commercial on television, it'll tell you past performance is not representative of future results. And I want you to understand this. That's both in terms of a product and you, which means if your past performance financially wasn't great, you haven't saved a lot, maybe you went backwards and you were getting in debt or whatever the case might be, that past performance isn't something that you have to be married to. So what I tell you is that if you've done well in the past and you've developed some really good habits and good perspectives on how to manage money and finances, that's great. But if you haven't done that, then what I'm going to tell you is let the past go. Don't beat yourself up. And don't do those self-talks that keep telling you that you can't accomplish what you want to accomplish. It really starts with, you know, when we were talking last week and what I want to really spend time on today is starting with the why, which is you need to have a big enough reason in your life in order to make some changes to get you the life that you want. So that being said, what I would like to spend time on is really three things over the course of this week and next week. We're going to spend time on why should you do it, why is it important. We're going to talk a little bit about the how, and then we're going to talk about what. and it'll break out over the course of the next couple of shows. But for this program and this week, we're really going to talk about the why, because you need to have that why and that significance as to why you want to do this really set in place so that you know why you're doing this. Now, that being said, let's take a look at this. The show is called Discovering Responsible Wealth. So let's just define what responsible wealth is, and let's talk about what financial security is. Responsible wealth is really enabling you to get the life that you want and to have your life in balance. Not that money becomes a god in your life or anything like that, but it's to help you to get the life that you want, which is faith, family, health, purpose, and money. And in that order, by the way, which is bringing your life together so that you can accomplish the things that you want and you get the life that you want. But when we start thinking in terms of the financial side of your life, what I want you to start to really think about is this, is that if money was not an issue, how would your life be different? And that's where we need to spend time when we talk about why. So I'm going to give you just some perspectives that I really would like you to start thinking about. I'd like you to write them down. And over the course of the next couple of weeks, this is going to be the basis for how you develop your plan for your life. So the first thing I would like you to give some thought to is that if you had financial security in your life, and we're going to define financial security as this, accumulating enough in assets that it'll help you to pay your bills, live a lifestyle that you want, and be charitable. You know, we have a saying in our organization, you know, and our motto that we utilize is this, is enjoy life, build wealth, and make a difference. You'll notice the make a difference is in there, and the reason being is we believe that there's more to life than just, you know, what you're doing on a daily basis. It's not just about having a good time. It's about making a difference. But you should enjoy life. You should enjoy the people that are around you. So when we think of it along those terms, and we're talking about wealth, what we're really looking at here is if you achieved financial security, which is you had enough in assets that you can have the life that you want, how would you feel? What would your stress level be like on a daily basis? Would it be gone? Would you be still spending your time worrying about the same things that you do? What would that extra mental space be like in your life? In other words, think that through. If you didn't have to think about money as much, or you didn't have to think about it at all, where would you spend your time? And when I say time, mental time, and I want to know physical time. Would you spend more time with family? Would you spend more time with friends? Would you be more charitable? And I want you to get very detailed in this, in thinking through, is like, who would you spend your time with? What organizations would you spend your time with? And then financially, whose lives would you impact? Family, friends, charity, your church. Who would you get involved with there, and how would you help them? What would you do if money was – it's not that we're going to say money's not an object, but we took the pressure off of you and we put you in a position financially to where you're good. It was interesting. I had an interview recently with a new client. He came to me, and I had asked him one of the key questions that I always ask, which is, what are you trying to accomplish financially? What is it that you want to accomplish? What concerns you? His biggest statement to me, which was a very powerful one, his concern was he didn't think that he'd be able to give enough money away during his lifetime, and that based upon his faith, based upon what he was looking to accomplish, that's really his key right now, which is his concern is there's a lot that he wants to do. There's a lot of lives he wants to impact, and he was very clear in his why. He knew why he wanted to do it. He knew what he was trying to accomplish, and he knew how he was going to get there. And that's really the key for all of us when we're listening to this, which is in order for you to achieve any change in your life, whether it be financial, physical, mental, relationship, whatever, there has to be a big enough reason to do it. So on this week, as we're thinking this through, I'd really like you to do a little homework. And the homework really starts with this. I'd like you to sit down somewhere quiet over the course of the next week. And what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to envision that if you were able to look at, if we were sitting here in the future and you were looking back 3 years from today and looking at what you'd like to accomplish over the next 3 years, and if we were just having a conversation and you said, hey, Frank, this is what I accomplished over the last 3 years, and this is what I'm so proud of, that I'm so happy with. And you were to start to tell me what that is and what it was even on the financial side in particular, I'd like it to be real clear, almost as if you were able to write the story and tell me exactly what it was. Once you've had that down and you know that clear what it is that you wanted to accomplish, here's the next thing I'd like to know. Why were all of those aspects and all the things that you accomplished important? Whose lives did you impact? How did it impact your life? How did it impact the organizations and people around you? Then go another step. Next question that you would have is, what are the challenges that you may have encountered over those 3 years? And what are some of the issues that you have concerns with? So I want you to identify them because they are challenges. They're real. Then we'll go to the next thing. What are your God-given gifts and abilities that would help you to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish? And when I say that, it might be you have a great job. You have a supportive family. It might be that you have an opportunity at work for advancement, that if you just put the time and the effort in, you can achieve that raise. You can achieve that advancement. Whatever it is, I want you to look at that. And I want you to make it very clear so that when we start talking over the next couple of weeks of how you're going to do it and what you're going to do, I want the why to be very clear. So as we wrap up this week's show, again, do your homework. What do you want your future to look like? Write it down. Last week they mentioned that 90% of people don't write down what they're looking to accomplish. That in itself prevents them from accomplishing anything. So I wish you a blessed week. You've been listening to Discovering Responsible Wealth. This is Frank Congelos. If you have questions, you could write to us at the Institute of Responsible Wealth, 2431 Atlantic Avenue, Manasquan, New Jersey, 08736, or you can email us at info@iofrw.com. Thank you and have a blessed week.